Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So for this show, we've got a collection of sketches from over the years in which the writers experimented in some way. Tried to do something different, in some cases, something potentially disastrous. It's just that when you crank out a sketch every week or two for a few years, you eventually start repeating yourself, and you need to reach for something new. So, these are a few cases in which our writers did that. One sketch, for example, we wrote as a group, while drunk, then performed, while drunk, blowing out the sound levels while we did it. Matter of fact, that one never made it on the show before. It's called Quarantine Cruises. We did it years ago during the Ebola crisis, and this will be the first time it airs. Some of the sketches were funny, some of them maybe not as much. Some probably went too far, but all of them were interesting. And all these sketches, and a lot of others I've forgotten about or couldn't include, they all broke ground in some way, for better or for worse. So, this is the final edition. Radio Hour.
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear. Today's episode, number 23, Be All My Sins Remembered.
Captain Bobo, I'm picking up several ships approaching at high speed. Should we take evasive action? Yes, sir. Ensign Lars, hard to port.
There's too many of them, Lieutenant. They already have us surrounded.
Damn, she's right. What are your orders, Captain Bobo? Salmon? There's no time for that. They're readying weapons. Should we return fire?
We're being hailed.
All right, put it through, communications guy.
Ah, Captain Bobo. We meet again at last.
Emperor Gorblas.
Quiet, lapdog. I'm speaking to your master. Captain Bobo, you are surrounded. Prepare to surrender. Ah, defiance. Very well. My soldiers need target practice. Your surviving crew will become slaves of the Tablecloth Empire.
The Tablecloth Empire?
Shut up! I know what it means in your language. In my language, it's very impressive. Big words. But I hear the fear in your voice, Captain Bobo. Now, say whatever your culture's equivalent of prayers are.
We call them prayers.
Silence! Now, my slave children, open fire!
Is this the grisly end of Captain Bobo? Will the fearless crew escape Emperor Gorblas' steel trap of death? Or will they be forced to bear the yoke of slavery? Find out next week on The Adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear!
I'm Gary Stetson with this week's Norwich Town character. And today we're talking to Marty Corwin from the local animal shelter. Marty, you must love your job being surrounded by puppies and kittens and, I guess you have a few goldfish here.
Oh, we got everything. And I make a point of giving each one a name, even if they're not here long.
30 minutes earlier.
I am your god! Gaze upon me, ye creatures of my shelter! You shall live! And you shall not live.
Marty, be merciful unto them.
Silence, assistant god.
Intern god.
Sorry, intern.
But I could be an assistant god if you found money in the budget.
Gaze upon the hamsters. See how they fear me.
Back to the interview.
So how can members of the community help the local animal shelter?
Well, I know it's a cliche, but spay and neuter your pets. There just aren't enough homes for these animals.
Slightly off topic, is that a poster of Mr. T?
It certainly is. The local library was just going to throw it away, but it fits in perfectly here.
It says, I pity the fool who doesn't read Tolstoy.
And I do.
What were we talking about?
3 days earlier.
I will destroy all the ferrets unless I can find one honest ferret among them.
Found one.
Oh, good.
Back to the interview.
So if somebody wants to adopt a pet, when should they drop by?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Thursdays until 8. Also, we have pizza on Fridays. But don't just come here for the pizza.
Any parting words for our audience?
Just remember our slogan. Be a hero. Get a dog or something.
The Final Edition Radio Hour now presents the latest installment of Steve's Adventures with Tech Support. We take you to a cramped, darkened one-bedroom apartment located in Hollywood, California, wherein former Daily Show writer and part-time temporary worker Steve Rosenfield is, yet again, attempting to contact tech support.
Hello!
Oh, great! I got a live person!
Thank you for calling Crap-O Wireless Automated Voice System. To begin, please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Oh, shit. Where did I put that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
No, wait!
Do you need more time to complete this function? Enter 1 for yes or 2 for no.
Okay, I got the number.
That was not the correct entry. Please enter 1 for yes or 2 for no. You have requested more time to complete this function. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
One, two, wait. No, I meant...
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter your 13-digit account number.
Damn it!
It appears you're having difficulty completing this function. You are now being transferred to the next available customer service specialist.
Thank God.
The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
4...
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
T8 minutes.
No!
Forty-7 minutes and 38 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crap-O Wireless. This is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet doesn't seem to be working properly. I was hoping you could help me with some troubleshooting stuff.
Is this for your mobile device or your computer?
My computer.
Okay, that's a different department. I'm going to have to transfer you. Hold on.
No, wait!
On July the 2nd of this year, it will be the 52nd anniversary of an epochal event in American literature. The suicide via shotgun to the mouth of Ernest Hemingway. Although his wife Mary and sons Bumpy, or Jack, and Mousy, or Patrick, denied for years that Hemingway had killed himself, they had only one piece of evidence to support their claim. There was no suicide note. The man many thought the finest writer of the 20th century had nothing to write at the end. But he did. After more than half a century, the Final Edition Radio Hour's research team has found Hemingway's suicide note. Through the miracle of radio, we take you back to Ketchum, Idaho, in the summer of 1961, as the great man penned his last words.
July 2nd, 1961, 6:14 a.m. Mary, Bumpy, Mousy, rest of gang. Been thinking. Tough after all the electroshock, but here goes. What will Hemingway leave behind? A few good books? Okay. That ought to be it for the obit. He wrote a few good books. Yes, there was the drinking, and the hunting, and the whoring, and the fishing, and the talking about the drinking, and the hunting, and the whoring, and the fishing. That was all good, too. But that was for pal consumption, by invitation only. Always hated the star part. Shy as a doe under this elephant hide. Only thing hated more than signing name on checks to taxman, signing it on dog-eared editions of Sun Also Rises. But hating fame doesn't keep it away. Swat a fly, 10 more appear. Do they read even the few good books anymore? No. Only people who read The Old Man and the Sea were 30 Swedish nitwits in Stockholm, the Nobel Prize for nitwitrature. So what has Hemingway left behind? Well, this. Every young punk with a liberal arts degree and a chin full of fuzz and his huevos bursting with juice wants to be Hemingway. Two generations of them now. At least the one in the 30s had some politics, fought wars, fished fish, whored whores, knew how to read and shoot and drink and talk. A few even knew the back end of a bull from the front. But this second one, these crew-cut, corn-fed Eisenhower mommy boys, who've never seen a comrade shot dead at their side or an elk breaking cover at first light, with their butts like the fenders of a 55 Chevy, unread paperbacks in the back pockets of their chinos, babbling bits of Spanish to each other, but never to Spaniards, the only hard muscle in their soft bodies, that faithful drinking arm. They think all that is being Hemingway. In Havana, the Floridita was full of them. Couldn't go in there anymore. Key West, the same. 59 Encierro in Pamplona. Punk comes up in the Choco Bar, me talking quietly with Antonio after a good fight. Wants me to drink from his damn bota. Threw it in the street. Him after it. Can't go back there either. Won't be able to go anywhere soon. World full of wannabe Hemingways. That's all Hemingway's really left behind. A bushy salt and pepper beard and an ever faithful drinking arm. Time to check out, gang. A quick, clean kill. The sun also sets. But here's the beauty part. 40, 50 years from now, when all the wannabe Hemingways are old and fat, and their chin fuzz is fried to bristle, and their huevos are dried up like figs in a dusty street. But they still want to do it all like Hemingway. They'll have to eat a shotgun too. Adios.
Sometimes we all feel alone in a crowd.
Or have trouble sleeping.
Sometimes it's so difficult to concentrate.
Most of the time you feel fine. You just want to get high as fuck.
That's why there's pills. You could take pills to normalize your social anxiety.
But you really take them because they make the world sound like womp womp womp. What's in pills, you ask?
A lot of love.
L-O-V-E is an acronym for lithium, oxycontin, valium, and ephedrine. Ask your doctor to write you a prescription for pills as long as he's cool.
Talk to your doctor about pills if you sometimes feel sad or angry.
Or if you ever feel...
Habit-forming pills are an essential treatment for those suffering from anxiety and depression, or for people like us.
Who like to pop one and go to Disneyland on a Wednesday. Pills may cause a feeling of awesomeness. Tell your friends if you begin feeling way chill, bro. Double your dosage if you see your parents, plan on seeing your parents, or just cause, brah.
Pills. Get back to doing what you love.
Being high.
That's not even music. It's like aversion therapy.
Thank you for your patience. The next customer support specialist will be available in approximately...
6.
Please just say minutes.
T. 4 minutes.
You're killing me here.
63 minutes and 12 seconds later.
Thank you for calling Crapo Wireless. This is Logan. How can I help you?
Yeah, my internet isn't working. Can you help me with that?
Did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
No, I was having trouble with that. Say, you don't need my 13-digit account number, do you? I got it right here.
No, sir. Your phone number came up on my system. Can you just confirm your first and last name? Last name first, first name last.
Rosenfield Steve.
Okay, Mr. Rosenfeld. I'm going to have to put you on hold for a moment while I check for any outages in your area.
Wait! No! Not again with the...
Okay, Mr. Rosenstein, it appears there are no outages in your area. Now, first, I need to ask you, is your modem properly plugged in to a working outlet?
Yes! Yes!
Is your computer properly plugged into a working outlet?
Of course it is.
Okay, what I need you to do is pull up your web browser and type in http://www.crapo_wireless.tech.
How can I go to a website if my internet is not working?
Okay, do you know how to locate your web browser, Mr. Frank?
All right, that's it. I want to speak with a supervisor.
Hold, please.
The body was stripped and dumped in the garbage.
Jeez, don't these people recycle?
Well, they burn off the fingerprints, but I can tell you this. Yovick was a Yale grad. Ask me how I know.
Don't tell me, Madam Medical Examiner. You were a member of Skull and Bones.
I'll never tell. No, look under the fingernails.
That's the wrong color. And those aren't fingernails.
Good eye, detective. They're actually...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Central Air Flight 2004 to Chicago. For your entertainment, we offer satellite TV for an extra charge of $9.95 on this flight. This includes the same basic cable stations that you flip through at home without finding anything good.
I never knew that.
Yep, that's why I never go to Utah.
Seventh floor walk-up. No wonder the victim was in such good shape.
There's that smell again.
This is getting downright Proustian.
Proustian?
The novelist Marcel Proust wrote how an aroma can unleash a flood of memories. You smell Earl Grey tea. And suddenly you remember sitting at your best friend's house on a rainy day in high school listening to Spike Jonze records.
Well, that's oddly specific.
Yeah, that's just what the person watching this TV show is thinking. They're wondering how I could possibly have chosen an exact memory from their own past.
Which means maybe this isn't just another episode of Law and Order. Maybe this is a direct communication from your...
In a moment, our flight attendants will be coming around with the drink cart. Juices and sodas are complimentary. Alcohol is available for an extra charge. Water is only available in the event of a water landing.
Chicken entrails all over the road in Salt Lake City.
That's how dead people get to the other side.
I hear ferrets make good pets.
I've lost the thread of this whole conversation.
All rise, the Honorable Judge Ramsley presiding.
Be seated. Does the state wish to make an opening statement?
We're going to try something a little different, Your Honor. I want you and the person who's watching this program on TV to think of a number between 1 and 10. Don't tell me the number.
Does it have to be an integer or could it include fractions?
It can be literally any number.
Okay, got it.
That number is a key. It's the doorway out of the hole.
This is your captain speaking. The weather in Chicago is 32 degrees with moderate winds and 70% chance of rain. For premium club members, the weather in Chicago is 64 degrees with no winds and no chance of rain. We'll be landing in Chicago at 9:30 p.m. Premium club members will be landing in Chicago at 8:15 p.m. They will disembark at that time, and then we'll take the plane back up in the air and just kind of fly around for another hour or so for the rest of you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
you are, I know you can hear me. They'll do anything to stop this message from getting through. So you must go to Fremont Drive and look for the man with a...
We know you have a choice of airlines for your travel this evening, so thank you for choosing Central Air and, thank you for choosing Central Air.
Thanks for watching the Backwards Game Show, the only game show where the entire game is played in reverse order. Good night!
And thanks to Danielle and Tim for playing. We'll see you next time! Oh, and with 4,000 points, Danielle is today's winner!
Wait, what?
Yes! Gorbachev!
Wait, I'm very confused.
For 2,000 points, our final question. What world leader has an ugly growth on their skin?
Are we starting now?
Yes! Golden Gate Bridge!
For 1,000 points, what is the most traveled to bridge in the United States?
Yes! Popcorn string!
Hold on a second.
Next question for 500 points. What is something you put on a Christmas tree?
Lights?
Oh, and that sound means it's time for the lightning round. Hey, buddy, you can only answer once.
Did I get it right? What the heck is going on? Gosh darn it, stop this freaking show!
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is the 100-year war actually lasted 116 years. 116 years.
But you didn't ask that question.
Darn. 100 years!
Danielle, go!
What?
Next question for 200 points. How long did the 100-year war last?
Oh, 116 years.
Sorry, Tim, we've moved on.
I don't get this show!
Yes! Macaroni!
That's correct! Next question. For 50 points, name an ingredient one would use to make mac and cheese.
God damn it! Danielle, how do you know what the question is going to be beforehand?
I'm just lucky, I guess.
First question, here we go. For 15 points, what is something someone with beginner's luck might say?
I'm done.
I'm Chuck Chuckley. Let's play the game.
Good evening and welcome to the Backwards Game Show, the only game show where the entire game is played in reverse order. And here's your host.
Hello, this is Fanfana. I'm the supervisor.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Fanfana, I'm the supervisor.
Well, anyway, I'm having a rather difficult time getting assistance with my internet problem.
All right, did you check the automated system to see if there are any outages reported in your area?
Yes, I've been through all that already. There's no outages, everything is plugged in. I just want to get my internet working again.
Okay, did you try shutting the modem down for a moment and then starting it back up again?
No. I didn't do that.
Okay, well, give it a shot.
Yep, that fixed it. Thanks.
Hold on, Mr. Frankincense. I noticed on your file that you don't have the full tech support package. You have the automation-only package.
Automation-only package? I have a file? What does that mean?
That means you can use the automated system for tech support free of charge. However, if you speak with a live person for tech support, there is an additional charge of $19.95.
What? That's insane.
Yes, per call.
So if I only go through the automated thing, then I can avoid paying extra money?
Yes, it's free for up to 3 calls per month. Then for any calls beyond that, there is an additional charge of $3.95.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not free.
Per call. But considering that you have been a customer with us for 10 years, and this is your first time using live tech support, I will give you a one-time-only credit on the $19.95 service charge.
Oh, well, that's something at least.
Of $2.50. And would you be interested in upgrading to the full tech support package today? It's only an additional monthly charge of $39.99 per month.
What the...
Great. Please hold for a moment, Mr. Floven Flamen Heinen Flang, while I transfer you over to our billing department so they can get that set up for you. Have a pleasant day.
Thankfully, all was not fruitless, and Steve was able to get his internet up and running by the end of the day so that he could post that funny update on his Facebook page about the Nuremberg trials. It got 12 likes. And this has been Adventures with Tech Support.
Got the Ebola blues? Friends and family giving your fevered head the cold shoulder? Well, we've got the cure. Not really, but why not take a break at the only place you can? On Quarantine Cruises.
I kissed a Liberian man, and he threw up blood in my mouth.
I'm shitting vomit.
I put my willing mouth around a Nigerian man's erect penis and sucked every ounce of cum out of his hairy ballsack.
My friend put his liquefied liver in my hands and said, "Guess what this is?"
I'm a cannibal. I ate the wrong man's brains.
Welcome aboard, everybody.
That's not the ship's horn. That's a man with Ebola shitting into my mouth.
I caught my Ebola on the Lido deck. Lido!
I caught my Ebola on the poop deck.
I'm a textile salesman on my honeymoon. What am I doing here? Fucking Groupon.
I'm a nurse. I was just trying to help people. Am I kidding? I was eating a guy's shit.
I don't know how I caught Ebola other than some guy shitting in my mouth.
Nobody tells me whose shit I can eat.
Wait, did everybody on board eat an Ebola guy's shit? But don't take our word for it. Here's what our satisfied customers said 21 days later. So get on board this week and you can enjoy the comedy stylings of Anthony Jeselnik. That's Quarantine Cruises for when you eat an Ebola guy's shit.
Hi, I'm Warren Beatty, and the Oscar for Best Picture goes to The Shape of Water. The Shape of Water wins.
The Shape of Water has 13 Academy Award nominations this year and 4 wins tonight, including Best Director for Guillermo del Toro.
Thank you very much. I am proud to win the Academy Award for a film about a mute woman having sex with a fishman. Growing up as a kid in Mexico, I was enamored with the films of Douglas Sirk, Frank Capra, and my pet goldfish, Cheeto. I imagine what their films would look like if they were about sea life getting it on with humans. The Shape of Water would not be possible without my wonderful team. We had the finest visual effects artists bring to life a creature that was believable, sympathetic, and highly fuckable. Have you seen him? Sexy! Oh, I'm hard just thinking of that tight supple green ass and what I would do if I was a janitor lady. Ooh! Magical realism in my pants. Oh, yes. This film is about opening a door. Not a metaphorical door. Rather, I am talking about the smooth walls of the flesh man's groin area folding back to unleash a massive, scaly fish penis. Oh, yeah. The studio made me remove that scene, but I still got the dailies. Imparting, though. It is possible to use genre fantasy to address the real issues in the world, like how it is finally acceptable for a human to fornicate with a fish. We did it! Hashtag time's up! Anything is possible, except for casting a Latina actress to actually portray a Latina character. Thank you very much! Thank you!
I appreciate you meeting with me, Paul. I know this must be awkward.
Wow.
You're shocked, right?
No. You just look different than I expected, Paul.
I've put on a little weight. It happens.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. It's like looking in the mirror during a nightmare.
I understand. I should be apologizing to you. This is what you're going to look like in 30 years.
No. It can't be.
But maybe not. That's why I'm here. I want to warn you about a few things that are going to happen.
Bad things?
Not all bad. You're very lucky. I wish I'd been there to warn me.
I'm sorry I freaked out. At least we've still got our hair.
Yes we do. And everybody gains a little weight after 30.
I know, but... Whew, your neck! So, what do you do for work?
I'm unemployed right now.
Oh, yeah? For how long?
Two or three years, but it sounds worse than it is.
We had 30 years to find work. What happened?
Well, there's this thing in the 90s called the internet, and it's going to destroy 100 million jobs and create 6 or 7 new ones.
Maybe it won't affect me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So what should I do?
Try to get a job at BuzzFeed.
What's BuzzFeed?
It's not worth explaining. Maybe you should just become a teacher, but not in California.
I don't want to become a teacher.
Nobody does. But as a last resort, it's not that bad.
This lunch was a terrible idea. I'm so depressed now.
You're not depressed. You're angry. Don't confuse the two. Listen to me. You're going to get a really good job in the late 90s, but then you're going to screw it up.
How am I going to do that?
You're going to tell one of the employees that your boss is an asshole.
And that employee tells your boss, right?
Exactly.
That could have happened to anybody.
No, I was stupid. I said it to the boss's cousin.
Why did you do that?
Didn't think it'd get back to him. My point is, if you're not sure whether you should say something, don't say it.
What's your financial situation?
There's no point in getting into that.
Are we broke?
Not if you get your shit together now and make us some money.
Well, I'm pretty talented. I mean, that's got to count for something.
It doesn't. The world is full of talented people. The only thing that matters is pretending that you're confident. People really buy that shit.
I already am confident.
Now you are. Try going on unemployment 23 times and see how cocky that makes you.
You sound like Dad.
Dad was right about a lot of things, but he was so obnoxious about it, we didn't listen to him.
Anything else?
Here are two lists of women you should and should not date. Follow it closely, and please don't confuse the two.
Okay, what else?
Stop drinking soda, and get some therapy.
Really?
Don't be coy with me. I have to go.
What's that in your hand?
It's a phone.
Why do you carry a phone around with you?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
I hate to bother you with this, but would you mind reading my screenplay?
I read it.
Yeah, of course you did. Any notes?
Think seriously about teaching, while they still have a decent union. Good luck.
Take it easy.
Stop drinking soda!
I can't believe it. I stuck me with a check.
Can I take that out of your way?
Yes, thank you.
Was that your father?
No, that was me in 30 years.
Oh. Would you like something else or just the check?
You know, I'm kind of in the mood for cake.
Really? You're sure about that?
This portion of the show was brought to you by New Clard. Now with added red dots and drawl.
All rights reserved.
Gosh, honey. New Clard with red dots and drawl.
Yes, honey.
Is this an improvement over regular Clard?
Is it ever. New Clard with red dots and drawl delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa.
Factor.
All rights reserved.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
You first, David.
Alrighty.
New Drunk not only has red dots, but now delivers virtually 70% more.
Whoa!
Factor.
All right, reserved.
What do you think, David? Can you taste the difference?
I guess so. Say, wait a minute. Isn't Drunk just Clard spelled backwards? Ow! Let go of my arm! Where are you taking me?
All rise, the Honorable Judge Ramsey presiding.
You stand accused of maligning a corporate person, causing great emotional harm, and the potential loss of revenue. How do you plead?
Guilty, Your Honor. I throw myself upon the mercy of the court. I honestly didn't know Clard was different than Drunk. I mean, I know they're different and all that, but...
Prosecution, do you have any questions before sentencing?
Yes, Your Honor. If I may approach the accused.
Go ahead.
I have here in my hand Exhibit A. Can you tell us what this object is?
Yes, sir. New Clard with red dots and Drunk.
What? Please speak up so the court can hear you.
New Clard with red dots and Drunk.
Have you ever tasted anything so delicious before?
Of course not. It delivers. It delivers virtually 70% more.
What?
Factor.
All right, reserve.
Then old Clard. Or Drunk. I mean...
Oh, David!
Helen, I didn't mean it. Don't send me back there. They put things on my nipples. It's all lies. They're the ones who should be in chains, not me.
Restrain that man. Bailiff. Bailiff. Restrain that man.
Somebody grab that man.
double park!
Psst! Helen, over here! It's me!
David? Why didn't you write? It's been almost a year since you escaped!
But I haven't escaped. They're still after me. They'll always be after me. I hide in rooms all day and travel by night. No friends, no rest, no peace.
Oh, David!
Keep moving. That's all that's left for me. Forgive me, Helen, but Drolk really is just Clard, spelled backwards.
Oh, David! It was all going to be so different.
I've got to go.
Can't you tell me where you're going? Will you write?
No.
Do you need any money? But you must, David. How do you live?
I steal.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
All right, reserve.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself? Hey, try it for yourself. Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
So, that was all written by Gina Gusto, Gil Barron, Jim Earl, Tony Hendra, Jeff Hendrick, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Ebby Parker, Keith Saltojanes, and Steve Rosenfield. It was performed by all those people, plus Mike Besaw, Bridget Fitzgerald, and Kate Signala. Any music that doesn't sound like it came from 100 years ago is probably from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. My technical advisor at the UBN Studios is the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson, who cannot be blamed for the distorted sound quality of Quarantine Cruises, by the way, because that was recorded in my apartment. Our executive producers are Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. The Hemingway suicide note was engineered either by Andrew Hammond or Greg Russ. All others were engineered by me, Barry Lank. See ya.
I dreamt that Tulkas sought my hand that night upon bended knee. And with vows no maiden's heart could withstand, they fled their faith to me. And I dreamt that one of them.